Harold, you've done a heck of a job here, you know, relating your past as best you could and putting it on the record, which I'd be glad to send you copies of if you'd like to have it for your offer. Is there anything else you'd want to add before we wrap it up? Because you had quite a career as a writer.
Oh, you mentioned about dynamic moments. I suddenly recall that doubleheader that the Yankees lost to Cleveland in 1954, which wrapped up the pennant race for the Cleveland team. The Yankees went in six behind Cleveland, and Casey Stengel said, "Well, we beat them today, two, and we have four. We're only four behind, and we got a real shot." Well, they got Bob Lemon an early win,
yes,
and when the day ended, they were eight behind. But what impressed me with this tremendous crowd, it was something like 86,000. I think it's still a record crowd.
Oh, at the Municipal Stadium.
At Municipal Stadium. It was the first time and last time I've seen 86,000 people at a regular season game. I saw 90 and more in the 1959 World Series when they played in Los Angeles Coliseum. But a World Series crowd isn't a regular season crowd. There's a different quality to a regular season. Regular season people know what they're looking at. They're not celebrities using special tickets. They're people who want to see the ball.
Can you imagine what that ballpark must have been like before they put the inner fences in? Because when it first opened up, I think Bob Feller and Lefty Grove pitched the opening game that was ever played there when the stadium was built in the 30s, and they didn't have the inner fences. So you literally need to shoot the ball out of a cannon to get it to the center field bleachers. And I think the first game was a very low-scoring game, maybe even 1-0. I don't remember, you know, offhand. Do you have any favorite Casey Stengel stories? Most everybody I talked to has. Did you have any contact with him?
I had a lot of contact with Stengel. Many a night I sat up with him, but... I remember he kicked a photographer because the guy had gotten in his way trying to take a picture in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And Casey was exasperated about something, and the guy, and he said, "Get out of the way," and he kicked him in the shin, and the poor guy started to bleed. So he went back to the paper, and the managing editor was considerably upset. You know, one of his guys was kicked. He says, "Go down and make a complaint to the cops." I said, "Well, this thing is a friend of mine. I can't do that." He's, "Well, you either make the complaint or you don't work here anymore." It wasn't the big paper, the St. Petersburg Times. It was a paper called the St. Petersburg Independent. It was an afternoon paper. Anyway, so the guy went down to make the complaint, and now the day is over, and Stengel's having dinner with Edna at the Sereno Hotel, and here come these two cops. See, so Stengel smiles at them and says, "What do you say, boys?" He figures they wanted his autograph. They said, "You got to come with us, Casey." He said, "What for?" He says, "We got a complaint that you assault on a photographer." He said, "All right, I'll go." See, and he goes down, and on his way out, he told the Yankee publicity man Bob Fischel, "Hey, listen, I'm being arrested." See, he says, "Come down, and you know, better come down with me." So they went down, and they said, "Well." The desk sergeant said, "Hey, Case, I'm sorry, we got to hold you in bail." He says, "The bail is $50. See? So Stengel says, "Well, I don't have 50 on me." Well, the Yankee publicity man got up the money. See, and
sure.
He brought him back, and he said to Stengel when they got back to the hotel, "Please, you know, don't tell anybody what happened." Yeah. See. And as soon as he got into the door, he saw Benny Epstein and another newspaper guy, and he says, "Hey, guess what happened?" He says, "I've just been arrested." they smoothed it over, you know, yeah. Because the Yankees were the biggest attraction in St. Pete. They weren't going to have the manager of the Yankees put in jail. And the whole thing is simmering down. I said to Casey, "Hey, did you kick that guy really?" So he obfuscated and he says, "Did you see any marks on him?"
Well, there's a I'm trying to think of a similar story that he was involved in. Also, where he was it was the Mets having a terrible flight from one of their places to get into Cincinnati, and I don't think they arrived until very, very early in the morning, and they had been up all night. And so Stengel was telling the publicity man, I guess it was Jay Horowitz, the publicity director of the Mets, he said, "If any of the local newspaper people want to see me, you tell them I'm up in my room being embalmed." that was his favorite, one of his favorite stories. Well, Harold, listen, I think you're to be congratulated on your induction into the Brooklyn Dodger Hall of Fame. And it was a pleasure spending this time with you. And I will pass this along to Norman Mack, the chairman of the Oral History Committee, in the hope that there'll be other people who will have an opportunity to share your reminiscences of your baseball career. Well, thank you very much. And this is Larry Yaffa, on behalf of the Oral History Committee, winding up the interview on Thursday, May 21, with Harold Rosenthal.
Very good.